Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. A man in his 20s was rushed to Hervey Bay Hospital overnight after a suspected snake bite. The man's believed to have been bitten while at the boat ramp at Buccaneer Drive in Hervey Bay just before 10:30. It's one of four reported snake bites in Queensland in the last 24 hours that have required paramedical attention. A small community just 2 hours west of Bundaberg will have their access to commercial television and SBS switched off today. Eidsvold residents will be left with just the ABC available on their television sets, as the local council says they can't afford to maintain the transmission tower. The decision made last year has upset locals, including Waka Waka elder Max Chapman, who told the ABC as an old age pensioner he depends on TV.
We want our antenna back before they turn it off. We got nothing here. The council not looking after us.
Meanwhile, the Fraser Coast Council has been opening up the checkbook this week for grant season. Council's approved funding for a number of community events and 9 different sporting organisations. The Fraser Coast Show will be given $30,000. $5,000 will go to the Hervey Bay Christian Ministers Association for Carols by Candlelight. Mayor George Seymour took to Facebook to announce the successful applicants for the sports grants.
The Maribyrnong Sporting Car Club is receiving funding for water infrastructure to upgrade their supply and sustainability. The dressing rooms and toilets will be upgraded at Maribyrnong Federation Park, with funds going to Football Queensland. Riding for Disabled Association receiving support for their Maribyrnong facilities to improve safety. The Tanana Football Club is receiving funding towards a lighting upgrade.
Finally, Q Shelter says most population centres in the Sunshine State have unhealthy vacancy rates. It says research shows more than 140,000 Queenslanders can't meet their housing needs. Executive Director Fiona Cornelia says there's significant demand for homelessness services right now.
We're really engaged with government, explaining to them how important it is to provide funding certainty.